Welcome to your weekly insurance news wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estratori for Financial Services Online. Keen to keep you updated with the latest in Australian insurance industry on this Saturday, June 28, 2025. Transparency and clarity have been strong themes in insurance headlines this week, with major rulings by authorities and lessons for both companies and consumers alike. Kicking off, a significant decision by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, commonly known as AFCA, supported RASC Insurance's decision to reject a motorist's claim involving a supposed possum-involved accident. This case emphasizes the critical need for honesty in claiming, as inspections signaled intentional damage and doubtful bank records. The vehicle, a Jeep, was insured for over $20,000, which contrasted sharply with its market value. The verdict clarifies and bolsters the industry's need for rigorous verification practices to spot and fight fraudulent claims. Also under the spotlight, the Life Code Compliance Committee criticized a life insurer for issuing misleading rejection letters, failing to provide vital information to about 170 unsuccessful applicants. These template letters lack clarity about policyholder rights to review decisions and lodge complaints. The insurer has been urged to revise the letters and their scripts moving forward. The case underlines the importance of clear, direct communication in providing insurance and ensures fairness for consumers. We also witnessed another notable decision by AFCA in a storm-related claim where the insurer was ordered to fully cover damages due to unclear policy wording. The obscure phrasing raised questions about a limitation to cover items in open spaces under additional benefits. This case highlights the need for insurers to ensure clarity in their policy terms, which in turn improves understanding and reduces disputes with policyholders. On a brighter note, 2022 saw a dramatic decrease in insured catastrophe losses to the bare minimum since 2004 at just $500 million. Australia even reported a year without a single disaster, a first since 1982. Despite this, amidst global climatic change's unpredictability, premium rates remain high. Aon's Climate and Catastrophe Insight report urges us to focus on strategic risk management and creating robust adaptation strategies to ensure future stability. And that wraps up this week's insurance happenings in Australia. Insights to chew on until our next roundup. Remember to explore our various personal and business insurance options. Visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Paige Estratori, and you've been listening to your weekly insurance news wrap.